Chapter 13. And in Babel there lived a man, and his name was Jehoiakim. And he had married a woman who was very beautiful and who feared the Lord. Her name was Susanna, daughter of Hilkiah. And her parents were righteous, and they taught their daughter according to the law of Moses. And Jehoiakim was very rich, and he had a garden near his house. And the Judeans had recourse to him often, because he was the most respected of them all. And that year, two elders of the people were appointed judges, of whom the master said, "Lawlessness has come out of Babel, from the elders who were to govern the people as judges." These men frequented the house of Jehoiakim, and everyone who had a case to be tried would come to them there. So when the people left at noon, Susanna used to enter her husband's garden for a walk. And the two elders saw her enter every day for her walk, and they began to desire her. And they perverted their own minds, and they would not allow their eyes to look into the heavens, nor did they keep in mind righteous judgments. And both were enamored of her, and they did not tell each other about their trouble, for they were ashamed to reveal their lustful desire to have her. And day by day, they watched ambitiously for her. And one day, they said to each other,
"Let us be off for home. It is time for lunch."
So they went out and parted, and both turned back. And when they met again, they asked each other the reason. They admitted their lust, and then they agreed to look for an occasion when they could meet her alone. And one day, while they were waiting for the right moment, she entered the garden as usual, with only two maids. And she decided to bathe, for the weather was warm. And no one else was there, except the two elders, who had hidden themselves and were watching her. And she said to the maids,
"Bring me oil and soap, and shut the garden doors while I bathe."
So they did as she said. Then they shut the garden doors and left by the side gate to fetch what she had ordered. And they were unaware that the elders were hidden inside. So as soon as the maids had left, the two elders got up and hurried to her. And they said,
"Look, the garden doors are shut and no one can see us. Give in to our desire and lie with us. If you refuse, we will testify against you that you dismissed your maids because a young man was here with you."
And Susanna groaned and said,
"Oh, I am completely trapped. For if I yield, it will be my death. If I refuse, I cannot escape your hands. Yet it is better for me to fall into your hands by not doing it than to sin before the Lord."
Then Susanna shrieked, and the elders shouted at her, and one of them ran to open the garden doors. But when those in the house heard the cries from the garden, they rushed in by the side gate to see what had happened to her. But at the accusations by the elders, the slaves felt very much ashamed, for never had any such account been said about Susanna. So on the next day, when the people came to her husband Jehoiakim, the two lawless elders also came, fully determined to put Susanna to death. And in the presence of the people, they said,
"Send for Susanna, the daughter of Hilkiah,
the wife of Jehoiakim."
Now she was sent for, and she came with her parents and children and all her relatives. Now Susanna was very delicate and had a beautiful figure. But those lawless men directed her to be unveiled, for she was veiled, in order that they might feed upon her beauty. But those who were with her and all the onlookers were weeping. Now in the midst of the people, the two elders rose up and laid their hands on her head. But through her tears, she looked up into the heavens, for she trusted in the Lord with her heart. Now the elders made this accusation.
"As we were walking in the garden alone, this woman entered with two girls and shut the doors of the garden, dismissing the girls.
A young man who was hidden there came and lay with her.
When we, in the corner of the garden, saw this crime, we ran toward them.
We saw them lying together, but the man we could not hold, because he was stronger than we. He opened the doors and ran off.
Then we seized this one and asked who the young man was. But she refused to tell us.
We testify to this."
And the assembly believed them, since they were elders and judges of the people. And they condemned her to death. But Susanna cried out with a loud voice and said,
"O eternal God, you know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they come to be. You know that they have testified falsely against me. And behold, I am about to die, though I have done none of the things with which these wicked men have charged me."
And the Lord heard her voice. And as she was being led away to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a boy named Daniel. And he cried aloud,
"I am innocent of this woman's blood."
Now all the people turned and asked him,
"What is this you are saying?"
But he stood in their midst, saying,
"Are you such fools, O sons of Israel, to condemn a daughter of Israel without examination and without clear evidence? Return to court, for they have testified falsely against her."
Then all the people returned in haste. And the elders said to him,
"Come, sit with us and inform us, since God has given you the prestige of an elder."
And Daniel said,
"Separate these two far from one another, so that I may examine them."
Now after they were separated one from the other, he called one of them and said,
"How you have grown evil with age. Now your past sins have come to term, passing unjust judgments and condemning the innocent, while freeing the guilty, although the Lord says, 'The innocent and the righteous you shall not put to death.' Now then, if you were a witness, tell me, under what tree you saw them having intercourse together?"
Now he said,
"Under a mastic tree."
But Daniel said,
"Your fine lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God shall receive the sentence from God and split you in two."
And he put him to one side, and directed the other one to be brought. And he said to him,
O seed of Canaan, not of Judah, beauty has seduced you, lust has subverted your conscience. This is how you treated the daughters of Israel, and in their fear would have intercourse with you. But a daughter of Judah did not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me under what tree you caught them having intercourse together.
Now he said,
Evergreen oak.
But Daniel said to him,
Your fine lie has cost you also your head. For the angel of God waits with a sword to cut you in two so as to make an end of you both.
And the whole meeting cried aloud, and they bless God who saves those who hope in him. And they rose up against the two elders, for by their own words, Daniel had convicted them of testifying falsely. And according to the law of Moses, they inflicted upon them the penalty which they had plotted to impose upon their neighbor. So they killed them. And this was how innocent blood was spared that day. Now Hilkiah and his wife praised God for their daughter Susanna, as did her husband Jehoiakim and all her relatives, because she was found innocent of any shameful deed. And from that day onward, Daniel was greatly esteemed by the people.